If you're into designer furniture and you want the sofa that broke the internet, you don't have to go broke to get it. Because Designer Looks Furniture has all the same styles and trends and all the quality, but without the designer prices. Check them out. Designer Looks at Value City Furniture or designerlooks.com.
Hey, this is Fred from Cowboy Mouth, and you're listening to Tina and Jeff on Floors Truly.
Live from New Orleans, home of good food, good music, and tons of fun, this is Tina and Jeff with Floors Truly. Hey, Jeff, happy Tuesday. How are you today?
You know what? It is a beautiful Tuesday, even though I am seeing these droplets coming from the sky as I report for you from the corner of Claiborne and Jefferson Avenue in the city. I don't know what this is. It's been quite a while since I've seen it, but I think it's rain. I think I know it well enough, but it's the first time it's rained in almost a week, and I think that is a blessing in itself. We had beautiful weather for the last 5 days, I think.
Yes.
Beautiful, gorgeous fall-like weather. And so now we're just getting the moisture back, the humidity, all that good stuff. But I got to tell you, it started out last week, last Tuesday. We had a great show. We rolled right in Friday. High school football kicks off with another major matchup here in the city of New Orleans. My brother Martin Crusaders beat the Jesuit Blue Jays, our arch rival, in triple overtime. Triple overtime at Tagg Wormley Stadium. Brother Martin comes out with a win. LSU goes on to win. Tulane comes home, and I think they just I think they were happy to be back on fraternity row. But then Saints, another victory, and we see that all hope that was lost a week ago wasn't so lost. So I would say times are good right now, right?
Yes. First of all hope was not lost. We went into this last week as far as what our thoughts were on that game, and I was not worried this week. But yes, our boys won. They are back home. They landed in New Orleans Sunday night around 8:30. So they are home. I'm so happy for them personally, because I know these guys have been gone. They've been on the road for 28 days. Some of them have not seen their friends, their family. They, just like all of us, have damage to their homes. Well, most of them do. And they have stuff that they need to take care of. So now they're home and they can handle that. And there's nothing like sleeping in your own bed. So our boys are back home and they're playing in the Superdome this weekend. First time since the regular season. So I know they're happy. Like I said, 28 days. That is a long time to be away from home. So we're glad they're home. We're glad that they got this huge win this week. It really got some of that, I guess I want to call it like crazy hype that people, I'm going to be honest with you. We're going to just roll into this. I'm aggravated with a lot of Saints fans right now, because on social media, they have been really downplaying this game. This team is 2-1. They've been on the road for 28 days.
Do that good. You know, that the offensive line was weak, and you know, the quarterback can't throw the ball. I get it. I'm
they're spoiled.
Exactly what
this
you're
is
saying.
Not, I'm going to say this one time and one time only. This is not the Saints football that we are used to the last 15 years. Period. This is not, this team is not built around Drew Brees. The offense was built around Drew Brees. Drew Brees has retired. I miss him just like all y'all do. I love him. I will forever be grateful for what he did for the city of New Orleans and for the Saints, but he is no longer our quarterback. This is a different era.
However,
this team is built differently.
However, I will agree and disagree with you at the same time. What people forget is that Drew Brees, especially towards the backside of his career, had a lot of things that, you know, a lot of times he'd throw a ball up in the air and it would get intercepted and people would
Brees. Go well.
So there is a definite difference in the way the quarterbacks are judged from the way we saw Brees judged, which I think was pretty harsh at times, and rightfully so, to what we're seeing from Jameis Winston. And what Jameis Winston did on the play that everyone is looking at right now, where he lofts the ball into the end zone, realistically, that ball was being thrown away through the end zone, right? You mm-hmm. had a wide receiver that has the smarts to come up and grab that ball out of the sky. Quite frankly, there's nothing wrong with what Jameis did in that play, and there's everything right in Marquez Callaway did in that play. And that's what we should be talking about, is finding a way to make great things happen without horrible things happening instead.
He had over 110 passer rating. He didn't turn the ball over. We forced three turnovers. I mean, in the past, the Saints team, we've had a habit of playing down to rookie quarterbacks. Right. We didn't do that this week.
No, and I got to tell you, I think that watching DeMario Davis and Cam Jordan, even, you know, Cam Jordan's been in the league so many years now, watching the athleticism and the defensive intelligence that those men have when they are in that backfield. And let's not forget the smart plays we saw out of PJ Williams, the amazingly smart plays that we saw out of Marshawn Lattimore, who we were happy to have back this week.
And CJ.
I mean, CJ Gardner-Johnson, who is coming back out of injury, he dives right in. I think the defense played remarkably well. And people go, oh, look how many points was. Screw you, man. Come on. Give me
all
a break.
It counts as the win. It wasn't pretty, but a win's a win. We're not going to blow out every single team. And considering what happened the previous week with Carolina, and everybody, when I say every media outlet, national media outlet, was talking about the Saints last week for not good reasons, and they were not even giving us any credit for what we did the week before. They weren't considering the adversity, the lack of five defensive starters, 10 players total, all, you know, a whole bunch of coaches out, eight coaches out on COVID protocol. Not one of them bothered to mention it the entire time they're sitting there criticizing this team. Oh, the Saints lost their identity. You know, who's the 21-21 Saints without Drew Brees? We know who they are. We saw it this week. This is a team that is going to be a defensive-led team. And I can't believe I'm saying those words because I'm so used to, you know, it being the other way. But I said at the beginning of the season, you and I talked about this, I was not worried about the defense this year. They've proved me right. Like you said, DeMario Davis, watching his pregame speech in a huddle, amping up that team the way he did. The thing is, he's walking the walk and he's talking the talk. He's doing it on the field. And to me, it's like, it's refreshing, first of all, like looking at it as a Saints fan, to not have to worry about the defense coming out slow and, you know, they're on fire. But, you know, we don't need to score 40 points like we used to. The defense is doing it for us. And I truly believe every week the Saints team is going to get better. The offense is going to gel more. Jameis is going to build more chemistry with these guys. Even Drew said it when they interviewed him after the game and asked his thoughts. He said, these are a lot of young guys, a lot of guys haven't been together. He's like, they've got to have time to gel. Do consider we did not have a third preseason game. And there was no fourth preseason game this year at all because there are no more. So for us as Saints, we were at a disadvantage because we only had two preseason games. And then we rolled right into Green Bay and we were playing on such an emotional high that night with everything, you know, playing for the city and then coming, you know, with the hurricane. It was very, dome coming like that night, just not with as much behind it because, I mean, you know, Katrina was just so devastating. But I mean, these guys, they gave everything that night. And they blew out and embarrassed the Packers. But now here we are, and it's like, you know, we're 2-1. I'm not complaining at all. I have no gripes, but I tell Saints fans, please be patient with this team. The offense is going to gel. They're going to build more chemistry together. Jameis is going to get there. Sean Payton decided and made that decision for him to be our starting quarterback for a reason. He saw something. Jameis is not making the crazy mistakes. It's not typical Jameis that we saw when he was with the Bucks. Just give him some time. Be patient.
He's got poise and he is really starting to develop into what we know he can be. And I got to tell you, Tina, look, people don't recognize the fact that it is now almost October. We've been in football season for a month virtually, and this Saints team just came home 48 hours ago. Yep. Not even 48 hours ago. But they're exactly. just getting home, and they're just sleeping in their beds. And you're right. DeMario Davis said it. Like, yeah, I lost shingles on the house. Like, I've got stuff that needs to be addressed, and we've been trying mm-hmm. to figure out ways to do that remotely. But there's nothing like being home. I tell you what, this weekend, the Saints open up the home game schedule. Well, the new home game schedule
yes.
with the Giants, who are 0-3. And quite frankly, I almost feel bad for the Giants, because you're walking into a buzzsaw. We are a home that is ready to get behind our Saints, get behind all the things that we have seen and felt. And of course, this past weekend, marked the 15-year anniversary of the Steve Gleason block in that Falcons game. And you and I both know what that moment means. And we've heard Thomas Morstead, who had posted this weekend about how that moment meant so much to him. He's now playing with the Jets that we will face later on in the year.
That's going to be weird.
That's going to be so strange.
So weird.
But Thomas Morstead makes no buts about the fact that he wishes he was in New Orleans. And I think that we're all a little bit of a Jets fan right now, because we love Thomas Morstead and the man he is and the New Orleanian he's become. But going back to that Steve Gleason moment, you know, I think we're almost prepared to see something similar. We're facing the Giants. The rivalry doesn't exist. The conditions are obviously different. We're going to be in our own home during this season, which is great. We had the fire on the roof a week ago, but I think there's still going to be a big emotional outburst that we are preparing for this weekend. And Tina, I can tell you, I will be in that number on Sunday, and I'm already feeling it on Tuesday.
It's going to be a very exciting game. And kind of going back to Dome Coming, I've been to a lot of Saints games. I swore that night, like I felt my feet move on their own that night. Like it was, you could feel it in the dome. The dome was literally moving and shaking. It was so loud. I had only felt the dome like that one other time, and that was after Garrett Hartley kicked the winning field goal for the NFC Championship. I have never felt the dome. I literally was almost nervous for a second, because you know when you're like, you're jumping and you're standing up and you're excited and you feel in the ground move underneath you. It was a very strange feeling, but it was an exciting feeling. I mean, I will always remember that night. I posted pictures on my social media from that night, standing in the crowd outside the dome waiting for the banner to drop, and inside when U2 played. And I mean, I'm not the hugest fan of U2, but like that night, man, like Green Day and U2 playing, the Saints are coming. It was explosive. It was fun. I still get chills when I think about it. I've got the picture sitting behind me, the panoramic picture of the Superdome from that night. But I agree with you. I think it's going to be very similar. I do feel sorry for Daniel Jones and the Giants. I really do. I think the way our defense is playing, and it being the first, like you said, unofficial, official first home game this year, and a lot of Saints fans, I mean, even people that there aren't season ticket holders are looking to go to this game just to get out their house and to get away from, you know, life right now with what's going on post Ida. So this is going to be a great game for so many reasons. I expect a huge win from our Saints. They are going to go marching in this weekend.
I really think so. And you know, you talked about not being a huge U2 fan, and I'm not a huge U2 fan. I like them. I've always respected them. But that night in the dome, and the other night, I was coming home from Baton Rouge, and Wake Me Up When September Ends comes on, which the kids both love Green Day. And I said, this song listening to this in the dome that night, and then you two coming out right behind it with Beautiful Day and the Saints Are Coming. That moment, even though it was 15 years ago, gives me the goosebumps all over again every time I hear it. And I think we're there. And guys, September is ending. It is time to wake up, because the Saints are going to be at home this weekend, October the 3rd. I am as jacked for a home game as I've been in a long time. I can't wait to be in that number. And I think that most of the city can't wait to be there. There's a lot of positivity coming. We're now in the fall season officially. We've already gotten that first feeling of fall. I cannot wait. And I think that you're right. The defense is playing lights out. They are on target. And I think the Saints offense only has room to grow. And we are 2-1 through the first three games of the season. And now we're only a handful of weeks until we get our top wide receiver back.
Yes.
That guy who can pull passes out of nowhere is going to be back. And quite frankly, I think we have a great receiving core. And welcome back to Kenny Stills this week. I am so glad to see him back on the field. It's really good that we're at times we get the band back together, Tina, you know? And
Mike McKenzie, 2009. Mike McKenzie,
that's right. And look, we are seeing, look at the plays Malcolm Jenkins had this past weekend.
And a lot of people were disappointed we didn't see more of Kenny Stills, but do remember, he hasn't been here for a few years. Again, he's got to develop that chemistry and trust with Jameis Winston. So I think you're going to see him more involved this week.
Yeah, if you don't think that's a relationship that's going to grow, I think you're out of your mind. And I think the Saints' future looks very bright over these next couple of weeks. If you disagree, I don't really care, but please tell me. I want to hear it.
I do stick with my prediction. I said 4-1. I've always said 4-1 going into the bye week. I did. It was going to be the Green Bay game that we were going to win, but I still stick with 4-1. We've got the Giants and we've got Washington. Then we've got the bye week. Like you said, our guys can rest, get rejuvenated, get healthy, and we'll have Michael Thomas back. And then that's when the tough stretch is going to go through. But then at that point, I feel like that the team is going to have more time together. They're going to build more camaraderie and trust with the offensive line. Hopefully we'll get McCoy back at that point. And I think Jameis will have more time to bond with these wide receivers, and we'll be okay. I think I'm still going with the 10-7 prediction. I'm still thinking that's where we're going to be, possibly going in as a wild card. I mean, Tampa Bay lost this week, which was really surprising. So nobody expected them to lose this game this week. They did to the Rams. And that was a game where really we were kind of like, can they just tie the game? Because Saints fans, of course, you all know why we don't talk about. We don't talk about why we don't like the Rams. We all know. But that was really unexpected for them to beat Tampa Bay. So, I mean, it's coming into, with Brady and of course, I think Antonio Brown was out. So it's going to be interesting. We've got Seattle, then Tampa, and then Atlanta, of course, which they finally won their first game this weekend. So I think down the stretch, it's going to be tough. It's going to be really tough, but I trust in the process. I keep saying that over and over and over. Trust the process. This is a new era of Saints football that we have not seen in 15 years. And these guys have got to get time to get, the grass growing under their feet. I trust Sean Payton. I trust the front office to bring in the guys and do what they need to do. So we'll see what happens. But yeah,
I gotta say, this is what you looked at in this Saints game this weekend. The two longest tenured head coaches were going head to head. And Sean Payton has had the Patriots number more often than not, but not in New England. That's where they've had a hard time winning games. But I tell you what, it was interesting to see those two guys go head to head. And we're starting to see the age on Sean Payton. I don't know if you noticed that. I don't know if it was just the hurricane and everything he's been through the last few weeks. Sean Payton is starting to get that age look, but we've had a head coach here for 15 seasons. That's pretty remarkable in today's NFL. And when you look at the guy that the only guy that outdates him is the guy in New England, I think that says a lot. So we went up
there. It does.
That was not an easy game to win, and the Saints were successful. And I think that really only shows the brightness that is ahead for this city, this team, everything else. And I think it's all positivity. So don't look at last week's Carolina game as, oh, that's who the Saints really were, because we've seen two games where you've had a serious defensive performance and a legitimate offensive performance. And you've got one game where nobody performed. Nothing happened. And in this week's NFL, you had some real big things happen. You had games that were contenders for game of the year in any of the weeks of the last probably 5 years. We saw some great games this weekend.
Look what's going on in Kansas City. They're in last place in their division. Patrick Mahomes has been throwing a lot of interceptions. That team, you want to talk about a team that's lost their identity? Let's talk about the Chiefs.
Right. And look at a team that has found a way to come back, like the Raiders. The Raiders have been
Las Vegas,
on
baby.
Fire. Those guys are
undefeated.
They've won great games and really exciting games. You know, I think this is a really interesting season. And then, of course, we get what happened with Justin Tucker on Sunday. And now we can say that the record, I don't know, Tina, can we say the record is really 66 when the ball bounces off the goalposts and goes?
There's an asterisk there. There's an asterisk there.
I think there is. And we're the originators of the long field goal. Whether it was on purpose or not, it doesn't matter. Tom Dempsey kicked that ball 63 yards, and that's all that ever matters. So I think there's a lot of interesting stuff in the NFL. But, Tina, I got to tell you, New Orleans has a lot of things coming up over the course of the next 10 days.
Oh, yes, we do. Yes, so, we do. In 10 days.
10 days. And, of course, we should have been gearing up for one of the biggest comebacks we'd ever seen that didn't involve our football teams or our basketball team. That was what?
What's up, everybody? This is your boy, Bill Bellamy. Make sure you check out my new show, Top Billing, the place where I bring all my celebrity guests, athletes, comedians, artists, to tell their story, to discuss their vibe, and be who they truly are.
Like Tony Rock.
I was at a club one night, and Suge Knight was in there.
No.
That dude comes up like, hey, yo, big homie, want to talk to you. And then Suge Knight, I'm like, holy
Lunell.
Can I share something real quick? I have a wedgie in my coochie right now.
Tip Harris.
Andre 3K said, the South got something to say at the Source Award. Like, everybody from Atlanta and everywhere else in the South had our marching orders.
The only place to do this is Top Billing, right here in Hollywood, California. Breakbeat Media, we Top Billing, baby.
What more can I say? Top Billing.
Find and follow Top Billing with Bill Bellamy wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
Hear that? That's the sound of a patient whose health data is protected from a cyber attack. And that's the sound of a financial system that's digitally secured from bad actors. Right now, there's an invisible war being fought on a digital battlefield that impacts what we do every day. That's why at Periton, we do the can't be done to help protect the vital systems we rely on. Because if we don't, the alternative is unimaginable. Periton.
Jazz Fest
should have been coming up next week. And even though it's not happening, Tina, tell us what we have.
Jazz Festing in Place, I guess 2.0. We talked about this before, and I have posted it on social media, and of course I will be posting it again on October the 6th, the day before it starts. WWOZ is presenting Jazz Fest in Place Fall 2021. For all you that are not aware of it, what it is basically they release the cubes just like they do for the performers, and it's the best of who has performed in previous Jazz Fest. And I don't mean just in the last couple of years. I'm talking going all the way back to the beginning with some of these performances. So it is really awesome. If you've never got to experience Jazz Fest, that is the time to tune in. I'm going to be posting the links every day prior to them starting. It's 11 a.m. The first day is Thursday, October 7th, with New Orleans' own Kermit Ruffins. And it goes all the way to around 7 o'clock at night is the last performance. But, I mean, we have a great – I love them doing this. And I said that they still needed to do this even when they were having Jazz Fest, because a lot of people out of the area – can't go, can't attend, you know, either can't take off of work, can't get tickets, can't travel here. So they still get to enjoy it. But we have so many great people, performers local here. And of course, national, I mean, you know, I love Big Frieda. So Big Frieda's performing on the second day on October 8th. We got Herbie Hancock, Kermit Ruffins, Amanda Shaw, who was on the show just a couple of weeks back, who's also going to be on the second weekend. We've got Joe Cocker, Pete Fountain, and Al Hurt, who are two of my personal favorites because my dad performed with them and loved them in that jazz era. But I mean, these, like, 1970 is these performances. So I'm saying you're getting, like, premier, you know, like, throwbacks of Jazz Fest. So, I mean, it is the heart and soul of what Jazz Fest started back then. And you get to enjoy it for two weekends. Check out WWOZ. Support them. They're a great local station. They're doing a fundraiser right now, but look, go get your charcoal, go get some propane, grill that weekend. It's going, I mean, we're getting into the heart of fall weather. We have a beautiful weekend coming up this weekend. Hopefully it will last through next weekend. You can get out there and enjoy the weather, crank up the radio, and enjoy Jazz Festing in Place 2021 for the fall.
And look, let me give you a couple of highlights that are really standing out to me on this schedule. First of all, Saturday, October the 9th, I think it's a great lineup. 11 a.m., the Funky Meters. That is going to be a great show from 2010. And then it goes a little later in the day, 12:30 p.m., B.B. King. And if you haven't heard B.B. King at Jazz Fest, I'm sorry, you're missing out. And B.B. King put on some of the great performances in the blues tent at Jazz Fest. Walter Wolfman, Washington at 2 o'clock. And then let's go a little bit further down, and you get Dr. John Saturday night, October the 9th. That's a 2009 show, which I was at. Fantastic show. Don't miss it. And I'm going to skip a little forward to the next week, okay? The following week, on the Thursday, you got James Andrews, Amanda Shaw, and the Meters starting things off. You got Joe Cocker behind that and Pete Fountain in 1970. Folks, one of the great things I've ever seen at Jazz Fest was when they did the memorial to Pete Fountain. I think it was in 2017. It was, they played a lot of Pete Fountain's old stuff at the Jazz Fest. And I didn't even have a recognition of how great that music was. Do it. Stay attentive to it.
I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't learn to appreciate it till after my dad passed. I mean, all the years, you know, listening to him practice and play and music. And I mean, he played with some of the local greats here, and I never appreciated it either. But to me, it's like, you know, the Dixieland All-Stars from the 70s. I mean, that is like the heart and soul of jazz music here. So
it really is. And he played that instrument as well as any human on this planet has played it. So I really urge you to listen to it. You got the Radiators Thursday night. And then on Friday, a couple of things I want to point out. John Boutte from 2006. That show, that set is great. I really urge you to listen to it. And then John Cleary later on that night in the Hot 8 Brass Band, of course, that finishes out with Alan Toussaint. And then on Sunday, of course, we got the Saints playing, but
that's done.
If you want to turn down the sound on the TV at 12:30 and listen to Fats Domino at 12:30, I don't think there could be a better way to appreciate the love of this city than watching New Orleans Saints playing at home and listening to Fats Domino on the television or on the radio. That's the way to do it. And kudos to WWOZ for putting this on again and keeping this going until we can be back at the fairgrounds and back in the stands and really appreciating these artists.
I'm going to get in contact with somebody over there in their media and promotions department, because I honestly think that this is something that they should do every single year, because there are a lot of people that cannot attend Jazz Fest, and this is such a great way to spread our culture, music, to everyone all over the area, because you can listen to it online. You don't have to be here in the New Orleans area to be able to appreciate it. And I think it's such an awesome thing. And you get, I mean, like, you know, you and I, some of these performances were before we were born. So we got to, you know, appreciate the true richness of the culture of music here in New Orleans, and these performances that we never got to experience. Even now we're older, we get to go to Jazz Fest, but we didn't get to see all of these performances, you know, back then, or even hear them. So they pull them out the vault, literally. But I am going to tell you one of my personal favorites that I'm excited to hear is on Saturday the 16th, Rhiannon Giddings. And I don't know if you know that name, but she was a recurring actor on the show Nashville, which I absolutely love that show. I had the privilege of being a extra, my husband and I, when we were on vacation in Nashville a couple years ago on the series finale of the television show. It was filmed in Nashville. She was a recurring actress for 2 seasons there. She's and everybody on the show sung pretty much. She was a great performer, great singer. So her performance from Jazz Fest from 2017 is going to be on there. So y'all get a chance to check out someone you may not have actually heard, because she's not from this area, but she's extremely talented. So definitely check her out. She's at the 4:30 hour. It's Rhiannon Giddings on Saturday the 16th.
Absolutely. And I tell you what, there is something to be said for what WWOZ has done with the festing in place. However, we also have an alternative this year, which is something I didn't think we would say ever at a Jazz Fest. But because Jazz Fest got canceled and because we didn't have the music available live, we now have a brand new festival that is starting in October this year. Kicks off October the 7th, runs all the way to the 17th. That is the NOLA by NOLA Festival. And that is a play, of course, on the South by Southwest, that Austin, which is considered the music city of the South. We all know that's not true.
Not true.
NOLA by NOLA Festival starts on Thursday the 7th, and that is going to be live shows all across the New Orleans area. We're talking about places like Tipitina's, the Maison, House of Blues, the Starlight, the Carnival Lounge, the Hi-Ho. Everywhere is going to have live shows. They are still going to have the things in place where you've got to make sure you got your, you know, your vaccine record and everything else. But you can come out and see live music. And we're not talking about nobodies, guys. We're talking about the likes of the Hot 8 Brass Band. We're talking about John Cleary coming out. We're talking about Cowboy Mouth, who has been a guest on this show with Fred LeBlanc. We're talking about Trombone Shorty and Orleans Avenue at the Sanger on October the 9th, the Palmetto Bug Stampers, everybody you can think of locally is going to be taking place with this event. I think it's a great idea. I would love to see this become the fall festival in New Orleans going forward. And
nothing like good food and good music.
Absolutely not. And I tell you what, you can go to Jazz Fest and watch one of our local acts on the stage performing, and you go, all right, this is fantastic. Some of the best music I ever heard. However, when you are in a club and you are able to watch that band play, and I've always talked about Kermit Ruffins at Bullets. Okay? Or thinking about the rebirth at the Maple Leaf. When you're in that intimate setting and the way that music hits you, it's different. And it's nothing that you'll ever feel anywhere it's else like it ever be.
Like, the only way I can explain it is like it bounces off the walls. It does. You know, like it's just, it's like it's all around you. And to me, it's like the smaller venues I enjoy more. I mean, one, because they're more personal, but two, it's just, I feel like the, and I don't want to say the acoustics, but it's just, it's like the, it's like it fills the room. It's just there with you. And I've always enjoyed that. I loved going to bars and hearing local. And I think that's one of the reasons why I love New Orleans. I mean, now, I love Nashville so much because it reminds me of New Orleans, because you go to those small bars and you see that, you know, guy behind the mic with the guitar, or, you know, the girl with like, you know, two or three people in her band, and they jam all night long, and their heart and soul, they're literally sweat and tears, and, you know, everything they're putting into their music. And I enjoy it so much more than that. And I've been to big concerts, but it's the smaller, intimate setting that I love, because to me, like I said, being a child of music, being around it, you know, did it my whole life, been around it my whole life, it's so personal, and it really reflects and shines through in a performer. So, you know, definitely Nashville, check it out.
Nashville's like New Orleans, except they have strings and we have horns. That's really the difference in those two communities. And you see,
and a hot chicken is really hot.
That's true. You know
chicken what? Is really
you
nice.
Get some pretty darn good barbecue right there on Broadway.
So oh, yes, indeed. Yes, you do.
Yeah. I do like Nashville quite a bit. So anyway, I think things are looking up for New Orleans.
Yes, it is. And I do, before we wrap, of course, you know, things are like you said, things are looking better here, but we cannot forget the people, you know, that are really still being affected by Hurricane Ida. And I am also including Hurricane Laura. You know, one thing when I started Louisiana Strong years ago, it put me in touch with people, you know, all over the area that are being affected. And I honestly have to say, I have learned more over the last 2 weeks about what's going on in the Lake Charles area than I knew last year when Laura actually hit. It is really heartbreaking how that community is still suffering. And our community and our backyards are suffering now. So please, if you can help, if you can financially donate, if you can donate food, there are so many places that are doing food drives and clothing drives. Hit me up on social media. I know I'm still sharing all the information on Louisiana Strong. I apologize if I can't always get back to y'all immediately, because right now I'm still like a person and a half short because they're dealing with stuff at their own house. But, you know, I will get back to you as soon as I can. But if you can donate food, if you can donate your time to go out there and help, there are so many of my friends in different organizations. They're out there. They're tarping roofs. They're help doing demo work. They're cutting out sheetrock. They're ripping out carpet. It's little things like that, because the damage is just so widespread. Everywhere you turn, somebody needs help or someone has been affected. So please don't forget everybody here in Southeast Louisiana that has still been affected from the hurricane. If you have any questions or you want to donate your time, you can check us out, Louisiana Strong. We're on Facebook. We're also on Twitter now. DM me. That is probably the best way if you want immediate assistance or you have a question that I can help you with. But yes, we are, you know, we are getting through this. We are, you know, things like Jeff said, things are looking up here. We get the Saints home. But I mean, the bottom line, I know a lot of people that would love to be in that dome on Sunday and they're not going to be able to. And it's a great distraction to be able to listen for 3 hours. But, you know, the truth is, you know, reality is that we're still all, you know, in recovery mode. And it's not, we're still, you know, literally less than a month. Tomorrow makes a month since this storm hit and devastated the area. And our hearts go out to everybody in St. John, St. Tammany, Tangibahoa, Lafourche parishes. They're, you know, all these areas, Terrebonne, they are really suffering. They need our assistance. They need awareness. To me, at this point, it's like now no one is talking about this outside of this area. And that's the thing that makes me so angry and frustrated. I just posted about this last night. There's a story coming out on CBS Morning Tomorrow about a family that's living in their car because they can't get assistance there in Houma. And I'm praying and hoping that with this article, with this segment coming out on TV, that, you know, it's going to get somebody's attention and they're going to get the help they need. But nobody should be having to live like that. Nobody should be in a situation losing everything and having to worry about, you know, what's going to happen tomorrow. But the fact is, they're not the only one out there that's going through this. There are a lot of other people. And like I said, I've learned more about what's going on in Lake Charles area because of what happened last year with Laura. There are a lot of people still living in gutted homes. There's zero excuse for this. You know, we need to bring awareness to the area. We need to try to get them as much help and as much assistance. And I'm really blessed that I have a great network of people and friends and acquaintances that are running different groups and they're volunteering and they're helping. And if they're not, they know somebody that is. So please reach out to Jeff or I, one of us, and we'll get you in touch with somebody if you want to volunteer or if you need assistance. There's a lot of great groups here. Mercy Chefs has just came back in the area. They had to leave briefly because of Nicholas that had hit in Texas, but they're back effective today. They're serving meals in St. John. There's a lot of other local groups that were in Texas that left and had to come back this way. And they'll be here this week and they're setting up in different areas. They'll be serving hot meals. They're taking donations for non-perishables. They're giving out water. I mean, it's little things like this. I mean, you don't realize you've got a family of four people and you're sitting there wondering, you know, you're fighting with your insurance adjusters and fighting with FEMA and you still don't have internet. And that's how you've got, and everybody's like, oh, well, it's just internet, but you can't apply for anything online if you don't have power and you don't have internet. So you can't get assistance if you don't have that. And that's the way of the world now. We've got our cell phones at our hips. We take that for granted. But if you don't have data service and you're in an area where it's been devastated and you can't get online, you can't apply for assistance. It's like a catch-22. So a lot of areas are just getting power back, you know, this week. And it's been a month. So on top of it, you don't think about this, you're running generators, the cost of gas. If you have a home generator, the cost of natural gas, people are seeing, you know, $300 and $400 gas bills this month. You haven't worked in 2 months. You haven't had power to your home or your business, and you're trying to rebuild your home. That's a lot of stress. And these people need our attention and they need our help. So please, I beg of you, if you want to donate, if you want to donate your time, money, check us out, Louisiana Strong. We're on Facebook, Twitter. I'll be happy to answer any questions. And if you need help, don't be afraid to ask. I have a lot of avenues out there that I can point, you know, you in the right direction to try to get some assistance.
Right, exactly. And there are lots of resources out there and we can probably help you lead them to them.
So many. And I feel bad. I feel bad that I can't get them all out there, you know, because like I said, you know, the four of us, normally there's four of us running Louisiana Strong. And right now we've got, you know, two. So well, I wish I could be online 24/7.
Tina, you and I have talked about the fact that one of the things we figured out during this storm in particular is it ain't about the things you've always heard about what's going to help you. It's about neighbors helping neighbors, and there are community organizations, and there should be some way to put those together, and we got to figure that out going forward. But Louisiana Strong is a great way to find out what you, if you need resources, if you need help, if you need to find people to help, which I encourage so many of you to do. If you got couple extra hours on a Saturday, we can find a place for you to go help out to really make a difference in some of the communities that are
check
really
your pantries. If you've got canned goods that you know you're not that are sitting, they've been sitting there for a while, they're not saying they're out of date, but just you know, you bought them a couple months ago on sale, you haven't really touched them, you know, you got a couple boxes of rice or mashed potatoes. A little bag of food will go a long way right now for people. So please, you know, check out. This is a great time anyway to do. We say fall cleaning, we do fall clean out. So this is a great time to clean out your pantries anyway. Old clothes, don't go donate them to Goodwill. Check with one of your local nonprofit groups or check with one of your local churches that's doing a clothing drive for people. So when I say some of these homes have lost everything, they've lost everything. And even if you're shopping at Walmart, but I mean, if you haven't worked in 2 weeks, donations will go a long way right now. Not having to replace every little thing.
I get it. You're never going to eat that can of garbanzo beans that you got for whatever reason 4 years ago, but it's still perfectly fine. And you're never going to wear the tidy whities that your grandmother gave you 2 years ago for some reason. Look, that's fine. You don't have to wear them. You don't have to eat the garbanzo beans.
And all us girls got them skinny jeans.
That's right.
From like 5 years ago that we swear we're going to get back on at some point. Just and it's been 5 years. They're out of style. You know, donate them to somebody that can really use them. And I'm laughing, but this isn't a funny matter. But of course, Jeff can always, you know, make light of something to make you feel better. Cause you know, it's my baby and it's been hard. I mean, I have a lot of friends and family that were hit, you know, this time personally with Ida, with Harvey a couple of years ago. You know, it's been really rough, but you know, we're going to get through this. Cause again, like I say, we're Louisiana strong. We don't have to worry about anybody else putting us on our backs and carry us. We're going to have each other. So, you know, check us out online. As always, I thank y'all for joining us. I am Tina at The NOLA Girl. You can reach me on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, and also our Floors Truly podcast page, which is on Facebook, and also Floors Truly podcast on Instagram and at Floors Truly Pod on Twitter. And then also Louisiana Strong is on Facebook. And we also have a Twitter account now. It's LA Strong Group. And then, of course, if you want the latest Saints news, you can check out my coworkers over at Canal Street Chronicles. It's at Saints CSC on Twitter. And Jeff, you can tell everybody where they can find you as well.
You can find me on the Twitter sphere at the NOLA Rola. That hasn't changed. That's amazing. That's one of the constants in my life these days. And of course, if you want to get me on Facebook, look us up on the Flourish Truly Facebook page or look me up, Jeff Momus. Nobody ever knows how to spell it. M-A-U-M-U-S. It's that easy. There's no excuse.
We hope everyone has a fabulous week. And go Saints, go LSU, go Tulane. And we will see y'all next week on Flourish Truly.
That's right. It's a homecoming hootah.
If you run a small business, efficiency has never been more important. So for a limited time, Comcast Business is introducing Small Business Savings. Call now to get powerful internet for just $39 a month for 12 months, with no annual contract and a money-back guarantee. All on the largest, fastest, reliable network for small businesses. Comcast Business. Powering possibilities.
Ends 9/21/22. Requires EcoBill and AutoPay. Restrictions apply. New business 50 megabits per second customers only. Equipment, taxes, and other charges extra and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply.